I think it's also important to recognize that unquestionably Joseph had great affection and love for his brothers as well. And because you could look at this and see, well, Joseph is just trying to get ahead and get on the father's good side because, you know, there's 12 of them and he's got to bring himself out. But I think there's two important things that Joseph knows about love. Love is not going to allow his brethren to slide when they're shirking their responsibilities. It's his love for his brethren that is causing him to bring the evil report to the father, because he recognizes that ultimately if they take responsibility and do what is right, it is better for them. And he realizes that the responsibility he has and the love he has to his father is greater than that, the responsibility and love and the love he has toward his brethren. Because I think it's very, very important to recognize that throughout this early period, Joseph, when his brethren may hate him, Joseph's affection and love for his brethren is very strong. And you see that especially later on in his life. His love for his brethren is there, and it never changes.
I'm amazed that he is 17, and he has a tremendous ability by the help of the Lord to discern what's good and what's evil. And I trust that we might have such a discernment in the days we're living in. Sometimes you might hear from young ones, what's wrong with that? Right? You hear it all the time. And sometimes deep inside they know, they can discern it's not the right thing, but they're trying to get some support. Joseph was a young man taking the application that will help us, you know, not of the Lord as was mentioned, but for us to help us. There are two things that he had the discernment. And for every one of us that is born of God, we have the Spirit of God that will give us the discernment, what's right, what's wrong. But the other thing is, and I want to bring it home to us, of things that we are facing, or else we would lose the second thing, that whatever the Spirit of God did not show us what's the evil report, and we're not going to speculate. But one thing he did, he brought it to his father. I want to talk about prayer. I really want to talk about prayer for a second. Sometimes you witness that young people might observe some of their own brethren, if I might use that circle, a young man, a young sister in the Lord, that have done something wrong. And the next thing, you know what? Talk about Facebook, or, you know, I hope it's not there. But the next thing is everybody knows about it. Joseph did not run to his other brethren, because not all his brethren were there, just certain ones. And he didn't run abroad to his friends telling them of all what they were doing. He just specifically went to his father. So I just want to bring this application to all of us, old and young, but especially we're talking about a 17-year-old that had a discernment, not only to discern right or wrong, but also he understood that if I have witnessed something, let me bring it before my father. Prayer changes things. Go before our father and pray on their behalf. Don't spread the news. Don't make it a public display. Love covers a multitude of sins. Doesn't hide it. He's not hiding it, but he's going to his father. Let's go to our father.
I'd just like to add to this thought as to why this is an important principle in connecting with the verse, love covers a multitude of sins. It's that when something is done in a right way, where there is failure of sin, and it's approached correctly as Joseph goes to his father, and there is healing and correction made, then the individual is no longer, he doesn't have to suffer, or she, from this public shame, if something could be handled in a discreet manner. Very often, because, you know, indiscretion or spiritual discretion is not exercised, and it's fanned about, and you have to often ask yourself, when someone comes to you with information that is only just damaging, well, why are you telling that to me, right? Should we pray about this, or are you telling me to tell someone else? And this then takes on a life of its own. Because if we have the interests of the recovery of someone that has had a problem, then what we do is we pray. We take it to responsible individuals so that correction from the Word of God can be made, recovery, and then that individual is restored. And it stays in a very tight circle, confidentially, before God and individuals, and then that person is able now to move back in a state of recovery. Very often the opposite happens, and the person is tremendously flawed, that everything is exposed. And not only is recovery necessary, but there has to be healing, and sometimes emotional and mental healing to be able to re-engage with the people of God. And so Joseph was wonderful in this way. At 17 years old, he was not a gossiper. He was not interested in exposing, but he was interested in making sure that his father knew that there were some things wrong with his brothers, and that hopefully there would be some recovery made for them.
Just if I can combine the last two comments, maybe. I was a little taken aback, actually, at the beginning of this chapter, because it seemed to me like the first thing Joseph should have done is gone to his brothers and said, you know, you're doing something wrong, maybe you should do it differently. But I think with the last two comments, it's kind of been brought to life. Because in like a practical sense, if I saw my brother doing something wrong, you know, the first step I think would be, if you know, I'm close with a brother, is to go one-on-one with him before we make it a big spectacle, like Brother Tony just said. But before we even do that, we should go to the father, which is what Joseph does here. If we see our brother falling in sin, before going to him and trying to fix it ourselves, like talking to him about it, which is the appropriate thing to do perhaps, we should go to the father. Because if there is something wrong, if there is some sort of sin, restoration is going to come through the father, not through the words that I say or any encouragement that I can give. It's going to be through the father. So the first step we should always go to is to the father.
We see the opposite of this in the chapter we had in 1 Corinthians 5. It's commonly reported that there's fornication among you. And then it goes on, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. The whole assembly was affected by it, and rather than dealing with it, they were puffed up about it. And so we see how far it spread, and we see how discipline had to come in, because there wasn't somebody perhaps with a conscience of the sin that had been introduced to help the brother or to bring about a word of correction, whatever. So, you know, the scriptures give us both sides. How wonderful that there, for even that man, eventually there was restoration. So God's a restoring God, and we're thankful for that. But God also has a way in which His honor is preserved, His people are unaffected, and brothers and sisters who are in peril can get help.
And I think that it's important to see here, because we're talking about something that's often frowned upon, ratting someone out, tattling on someone, going to someone, because you see someone who needs help, someone who's living in sin, they aren't always looking for help. And so what we're talking about and saying that it's responsible to do, to try and help someone who's faltering, well, that might damage the relationship. I think it's important to see, because, yeah, Joseph's brothers hated him. They didn't hate him because he took the evil report. They hated him because, for a different reason. I think what is important for us to see here is, it's, and the verse is, love covers a multitude of sin. What Joseph did, he did out of love. He took it to the father, and it was left there. His relationship to his brothers, it doesn't look like it was negatively affected because of this. It was negatively affected for other reasons. So I think that true love looks beyond possible damage to relationship. The love that he had for his brethren was more important to him than any other negative consequences that could come out of it. And ultimately, the negativity between Joseph and his brethren wasn't because of this.